Hey, my name is Dr. Brendan McCarthy. I am the Chief Medical Officer of Protea Medical Center in Chandler, Arizona. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. Before we start, please click there and subscribe, and we can get started. Something has come to my attention. Something has been brought to my attention. There's a big issue out there about bioidentical hormones not being bioidentical. Let's talk about it. Justin and I were chatting a moment ago. This episode is made impromptu, off the cuff. So I want you to know that this is coming to you just from a live reaction. There still is so much discussion on what is bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. What is BHRT? And there are doctors who are saying there's no such thing as bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. That is just a myth, and that it is a marketing ploy and a scam. And I've come here to bring clarity.
The safest type of hormone replacement therapy is not the bioidentical one that you're thinking of. The term bioidentical has been used to lead you astray because most people think that it's more natural than regular hormone replacement therapy that you are getting prescribed by your doctor. But I am here to tell you that hormone replacement therapy that is prescribed by your doctor is bio or body identical. And the quote-unquote more natural hormone therapy is actually more unsafe for you. It's also more expensive. This is estrogel. It is a component of hormone replacement therapy made from estradiol. Estradiol is a type of estrogen that your body would naturally make as you ovulate during your reproductive years. Obviously. And in menopause, when you lose your ability to ovulate, you lose your ability to produce estradiol. So we give women hormones to replace what they have lost. The above estrogel is FDA approved and Health Canada approved. It is also body or bioidentical. And you would get it prescribed from your healthcare provider. I prescribe it as a naturopathic doctor every single day. And it will be covered by your drug plan. This is oral micronized progesterone. Again, it should be covered by your drug plan. It is Health Canada and FDA approved. It is safe. It is replacing the type of progesterone that you have lost from your reproductive years in menopause. In my search to find bioidentical hormones on the internet and see what they look like, because again, I do not prescribe them, I can't find them. And the reason for that is they are not Health Canada approved, they are not FDA approved, and they are compounded in a local drug pharmacy. The problem with that is there is no standard across the board of what you are getting, and they are not going to be covered by your drug plan, so you would have to pay for them out of pocket. So if you want bioidentical hormones, you're actually looking for the prescription that your doctor would give you of hormone replacement therapy. So can you see why the term bioidentical has been used to distort the idea of what hormone replacement therapy is? Hormone replacement therapy is the gold standard for women in menopause to reduce genitourinary syndrome of menopause, to treat osteoporosis, to treat premature ovarian insufficiency or early menopause, and to treat hot flashes and night sweats. It is FDA and Health Canada approved.
I kind of feel bad.
And it is body and bioidentical.
I feel bad about this. Kind of feel bad now. Okay. Dr. Regina, I want to start off by saying when I first saw the beginning of this, I got a little frustrated, and now after listening to all of it, I just recognize, I know you mean well. I got really frustrated when I first saw the beginning of it, and I know you mean well. I can see that. So let me bring clarity to this with you. Bioidentical is estradiol. It just is. Because that's what you make. You actually make it primarily during the follicular phase, but you have that single surge during ovulation. So remember, follicular phase, you have more there, and then you have the surge, and then there. You know, it's lower than you have the progesterone dominant at the second stage. So it's not just through ovulation. Please, just clarity there. This is important because when we do this and we speak to people, clarity is key because people are listening to you. You have a platform of how many people? 40,000. You have 40,000 people listening to you. I challenge you to please start getting this right. Estradiol is bioidentical. Progesterone is bioidentical. Where did that term come from and why is it used? The term originated to differentiate between synthetic estrogen and synthetic progesterone versus estradiol and progesterone. So as you'll see in this slide, on one side, the right side, you see ethanol estradiol. On the left side, you see estradiol. Now you remember organic chemistry, and you also remember in your biochemistry, and you also remember in your biochemistry, excuse me, your endocrinology, you'll know how to recognize what you and I are looking at here. Now, not everyone out there in the world will know what you and I are looking for, but you should see this immediately because you had to pass all the tests showing that you did know this. Please know that that synthetic ethanol estradiol is not bioidentical. The estradiol on the left is bioidentical. That's what we're trying to say is bioidentical. This is very important because you can see ethanol estradiol, molecular differences there, allow it to be 150% the action of human estradiol. And then we also know that when you consume it, you will have that excess estrogen start to bioaccumulate through the liver because that first passed through oral intake for a lot of these people. I saw you doing topical. I like that. We'll talk more about it in a minute. If you look at this next one, and that's going to be estradiol and equilinin. Estradiol on the left side is, again, the one we make. And the one on the right is equilinin, and that's the activated one from horse urine. You can see that's just different molecular structures. The bioidentical one is the estradiol, the one that you would normally make. The other one on the right-hand side is the horse urine-based one. It's important because these synthetics, non-bioidentical, do not have the same molecular structure. They have estrogen-like effects in a human body, but there are consequences. Significant consequences. And I want you to hear me and feel this. This is why it's important that you get this right. There are consequences to these women when they use a synthetic. The term bioidentical is essential to differentiate between what your body makes and what it does not make. And if women don't know that, if women are not educated on that, and instead they're told that there's no such thing as bioidentical, we further muddy the waters. The 40,000 people who follow you are now less educated because of your message. You have caused harm. And I challenge you to correct that. I truly challenge you because I know you have a good intent. I know you want to do the right thing. Because I also see the controversy you're trying to point out. And I'm going to circle back to that in a second. The one that bothers me the most out there is going to be the progesterone one. You know, synthetic progesterone is, I find that to be a personal offense, you know, the way they do progesterone. You know, there's a huge difference between hydroxyprogesterone acetate and progesterone, and women are put on that. And the worst part about it is doctors a lot of times will say, oh, it's progesterone, but it's not. It's hydroxyprogesterone acetate. The choice these women have to make, excuse me, back this up. The choice these women deserve to make is based upon an understanding of the consequences of one or the other. And by telling them there's no difference between the two, I don't get your understanding of chemistry if you truly think there's no difference. You must understand there is a huge difference in this. So this is important that you once again step back to this and correct this because you are causing harm. Now, what you did bring up that I see and I agree with you is the ethics of this industry. And yes, it is not a very well regulated industry. And yes, they do take advantage of people. And you're absolutely right. And I agree with that. But that is not the same. The delivery systems involved, which would be the compounding versus commercial, that is a difference between the delivery systems and where you source it. If you're sourcing through a compounding pharmacy, in the States, it can be covered by insurance. Not always, though. Not everyone's healthcare plan down here covers this stuff. So you're right. It can be very expensive. Our goal is always to see what we can do to make it less expensive. So in the States, for Prometrium, which is oral micronized progesterone in a liquid gel cap. Best price I can find, $775 for 30 capsules at 200 milligrams. That is overpriced. So if you can get it compounded for a fraction of that, we're in. So I hear you that, you know, well, what about just using the cheap progesterone, like the powdered one in the capsule? You can do that, but please remember, again, pharmacokinetics, when you're absorbing progesterone, it doesn't absorb well when it's that powdered version of micronized progesterone. It has to be suspended in a gel to get a better absorption intestinally. But even better than that, oral absorption is the best as a troche that's sublingually dissolved. And that price point is way better than $600. There are bad actors in this industry. There's not enough regulation in the industry. There are a lot of desperate women in this industry being taken advantage of. And I applaud you for your drive and your desire to be of service. But I would say to you, as one fellow doctor to another, as again, a person who studied sciences as much as you did, it is essential that you reevaluate your understanding of the biochemistry of bioidentical versus synthetic hormones and why that term has been used. I hope this helps. And I hope that makes a difference. And I hope you can use your platform to be a better service to your followers, because they listen to you. They need you. And when you make statements like that, you create a dangerous space, because then they start using synthetics. And I mean, I'm not going to make a whole episode again going into synthetics, man. But if you don't know synthetics, the damages it does, from C-reactive to protein to breast pathology to blood flow, I mean, the list is long. It's not even worth going over. But if you don't know the difference between synthetic and the impact synthetics have versus bioidentical, I would think about a different field of work. I hope this helps. Normally, my videos are dedicated to just sitting down and speaking to my people who follow and my patients. Originally, I made this just for my own patients. So I feel very fortunate to have this platform and do this work. I love this work. Justin and I, it gives meaning to our day. It really does. I truly appreciate your tuning into here. So this was a unique one where I wanted to address something that I thought was dangerous. And I want to ask you, those of you who watch this episode, you know, if you see something like this online, if you see a reel that kind of makes no sense, or that is, I don't know, outright wrong, send it to me. Send it to us. Okay? I appreciate your time. Thank you for tuning in. Please like, share, and subscribe. Your comments mean everything to us. We do spend that time reading them. And we'll see you at the next episode.